91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. It's an emotional day in Picton, where Dean Brown has just been sentenced for 2 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder. Nicole Kleinstuber is at the courthouse in Picton.
Finished up today with Judge Byers ordering 3 life sentences for 2 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Tracy Hanna and Whitney Hanna, and 1 count of attempted murder of Shannon Hanna. Brown will be eligible for parole in 25 years. Byers said this is the worst case he's ever seen in his entire career on the bench, and Brown is a poster child for the death penalty. Nicole Kleinstuber, QNET News, Picton.
The number of children in foster care is going down, but the need for foster families is still there. With almost 200 foster families working with the Hastings Children's Aid Society, communications coordinator Bonnie Perigard says it's not just about numbers.
What we try to do is provide a good match for a child to a family. So it's not sort of a case of, you know, we have a child and now we have a family, so they're going together kind of thing.
Foster children can stay with families from days to years, depending on the situation. Hastings CAS is honoring its foster families this weekend for Canadian Foster Family Week with an awards dinner. The event takes place Friday night in North Hastings at the Hastings Resort. The burial of slain leader Muammar Gaddafi has been delayed until the circumstances of his death can be further examined. A decision will be made about where to bury the body, Libyan officials said today. Gaddafi's blood-streaked body was stashed in a commercial freezer at a shopping center as Libyan officials tried to keep it out of the public eye. The transitional leadership has said it will bury the dictator today in accordance with Islamic tradition. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is dismissing any suggestion that government should raise its income taxes on the rich. The comment comes after Brian Topp, one of the frontrunners in the federal NDP leadership race, told the Canadian press that wealthy Canadians should pay more. Flaherty calls the idea nonsense. He says anyone who's studied the situation would know that boosting taxes on the top 1% of the population wouldn't provide the government with a lot of extra money. The defense team for Michael Jackson's personal physician will have to push back against damaging new testimony from a leading doctor. Jim Avila has more.
An obviously angry Dr. Conrad Murray sat and listened to Dr. Stephen Schaefer for the third straight court day. A relentless attack apparently designed to prove that Conrad Murray lied to police during his police interview about how much propofol he gave to the sleep-deprived singer. Schaefer, who wrote the actual dosage book on propofol, told the jury that Michael Jackson had too much of the anesthetic he called milk in his system at autopsy for Dr. Murray to have been telling the truth. Jim Avila, ABC News, Los Angeles.
That's 91X News to 103. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
Starting off with local hockey, the Bulls are in London tonight. Game time for that is 7:30. Belleville faces 16-year-old OHL rookie scoring leader Max Domi of the Knights, the son of former Leaf tough guy Ty Domi. 2 OJHL games tonight, the Trenton Golden Hawks against the Vaughan Vipers and the Wellington Dukes versus the Peterborough Liftlock Stars. Both games are at 7:30. 4 NHL games tonight, the red-hot Dallas Stars visit the Ducks, San Jose visits New Jersey, Columbus plays in Detroit, and St. Louis welcomes Carolina. And Winnipeg Jets defenseman Dustin Byfuglien has pleaded not guilty to charges of boating under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. Police stopped a boat driven by him on Lake Minnetonka in August. Canadian Football League doubleheader tonight. The Toronto Argonauts host the Edmonton Eskimos at 6:30. CFL players will be allowed to wear pink-colored items during this weekend's games to help raise awareness for women's cancers. And Argos receiver and kick returner Chad Owens is only 119 total yards away from being the first player in pro football history to have 3,000 combined yards in consecutive seasons. In the late game, the Calgary Stampeders host the Rough Riders at 9:30, and the Stamps will have a new quarterback behind center as Drew Tate replaces the struggling Henry Burris. In baseball, the World Series shifts over to Arlington, Texas this weekend. Games 3 and 4 are tomorrow and Sunday, respectively. In basketball, the NBA labor talks have broken down as no new mediated talks are scheduled. Yesterday, league commissioner David Stern left with a flu, and 2 weeks of the season have already been canceled. Stern was recently wiping out all games until Christmas, was recently talking about wiping out all games until Christmas if no deal was reached this week. That's your sports. Email us your team or league scores, sports@91x.fm. Now here's Sarah Yanetta with the weather.
Today, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, high 11. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 4. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, low plus 3, high 13. Sunday, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, low plus 5, high 13. Monday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, low plus 5, high 11. It's 11 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.